Heavenly Father, may the words of my lips and the meditations of all of our hearts be forever pleasing in your sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, through Jesus Christ our Lord, and in the fellowship of his Holy Spirit. Amen. Where does your help come from? When things get tough, where do you turn? Perhaps you look to your family to support you in hardship. Maybe you hope your friends will stick by you through difficulties. Sometimes we're encouraged to look inside, to find inner strength to see us through. Reaching out to a doctor or a counsellor can be helpful when the darkness will not lift. The psalmist receives his help from God. I wonder if you've ever tried looking there. Psalm 121 is one of the songs of ascent for pilgrims as they headed to Jerusalem for the feasts. Psalm 120 is a lament that motivates setting out, and Psalm 122 a celebration when reaching Jerusalem. Psalm 121 is a song of trust for the journey, a prayer for travelling mercies along the way. Firstly, we'll see help from the Lord in verses 1 to 2. The eyes of the psalmist look to the hills and cause him to ask where his help comes from. Perhaps he's fearful of the robbers and the bandits that lived in the hill country and preyed on the pilgrims making their way to Jerusalem. Or maybe he's longing to be in Jerusalem, but he knows he needs help to reach the city of God, to make that final steep ascent. The rest of the psalm assures the psalmist of God's protection, guidance, and blessing for the journey, in his life, and forever. This is the help he is seeking. One farmer I know used to sit on his tractor and look up to the farmhouse where his wife and his family were waiting. He knew where his help came from. The answer to the psalmist's anxiety and anticipation was the Creator. There's only one God who made all of heaven and earth, who is sovereign over all things and has unlimited power. All pagan deities are excluded. Our attempts to explain our existence apart from an intelligent designer have led us to futility and despair. Surely a vast universe with such complexity and beauty must have a cause that is infinite and wonderful. Humans have capacity for virtue and worship and are made for relationship to this God. The Creator has made himself known. He is the Lord in capital letters. He revealed his name to Israel as Yahweh. I am who I am, the self-existent one. This is the God who made covenant with Abraham, the God who committed to help to his people. The God who credited Abraham with righteousness for his faith, who made a way back for rebels. The God who promised to provide a child who would rescue and become a forever king. The God who showed grace again and again to a stubborn and disobedient people. This God is the source of all help. Second, notice the psalmist is watched over by the Lord in verses 3 to 8. Five times in the psalm we are told that God watches over the psalmist. God is guardian to his people. The pronouns change from I and my to you and your, which suggests another speaker or maybe an internal voice. We can similarly remind ourselves and each other of God's goodness and care as sentinel over us. God prevents believers losing their footing in verse 3. We might think of a toddler taking his first steps. There may be slips and wrong turns, injuries and loss of confidence, but there is someone attentive keeping careful watch. Someone who never sleeps, so there is nothing that they do not see. On task and alert, and like pagan gods, the Lord does not need to be woken up. God protects us from falling. God offers shade from the sun and moon in verses 5 and 6. West Australians are much wiser when it comes to the sun than those of us who see it less frequently. We need water, hats, sunglasses, and sun cream to avoid dehydration, sunstroke, sunburn, and worse. The moon might seem less harmful, but there are imagined fears, nightmares, and seizures that trouble us at night as well. The wild animals and the robbers use the darkness to hunt, to steal, and to kill. Whether we're waking or sleeping, God provides shelter. Verse 8 reminds us that God watches over our coming home and our going out. For a pilgrim on a journey, this is a comforting thought. God is not limited by locality. God cares for every detail of our lives and travels. God watches over every aspect of our life. We find these promises in the New Testament too. The Father sees what is done in secret, Matthew 6, verse 4. And Jesus promises to be with us always, Matthew 28, verse 20. We might wonder at the idea of being kept from all harm. It's not as if Israelites then, or Jesus on the cross, or Christians now, never face pain, illness, or death. Paul provides a helpful commentary, though, in Romans 8, verses 35 to 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. If our relationship with God is secure, then no eternal harm will come to us on the journey. We find that in the psalm, when the psalmist declares God's protection is now and forevermore in verse 8. When Bette Midler recorded the song, God is Watching Us, she reminded us of this constant surveillance. We find similar thoughts in Psalm 139 and our reading from Luke. There is a disconnect between what we say in public and what we do in private. God sees all and knows all, so we need grace to transform hypocrisy into integrity. God's watching over us is more active and more involved than the song suggests. God's creation is before us. His eyes are upon us. His presence is beside us. And his care is all around us. How can this be? As we think of God seeing everything, there's nothing we can do to make up for our mistakes, our ingratitude, and our lack of love for God and for each other. Yet we can come to Jesus, who died for us and is always interceding for us. Hebrews 7, verse 25. This is where to find help in our need on the journey. Let's pray. Lord God Almighty, grant us grace to know you watching over us so that we recognize our need for you and seek help from Jesus for the journey. Amen.